We are now on Corso Palladio in front of Casa Cogollo, also called Casa del Palladio, because until recently it was thought that Andrea Palladio had lived here. Recent studies have shown that Palladio lived in the district of San Pietro, a short distance from here and close to the Bacchiglione River. This house, which is now a part of two more recent buildings, is interesting for various reasons. First of all, we must note the use of the so-called serliana on the lower part of the structure. These are architectural devices implemented first by Sebastiano Serlio and then by Andrea Palladio, and consist of arched openings between two other smaller lateral openings. This technique was also used by Palladio to resolve the problem of the stability in the loggias of the Basilica Palladiana, which you will see later in the Piazza dei Signori. This building is also unique because of the stone used in its construction, called Pietra di Nanto, a local variety of stone from the town of Nanto, just south of Vicenza in the Colli Berici. It is a slightly porous stone that easily crumbles due to weathering, and after many years, it takes on a pastel tone that imparts a harmonious characteristic upon the facade. Let's not forget that Palladio was a stone cutter, and he understood his building materials extremely well and loved to experiment with them in his constructions. During the Renaissance, Vicenza was also called Urbs Picta, meaning painted city, because of the habit of many aristocratic families of frescoing the facades of their palaces. During this portion of the tour, you'll see many of them. Giovanni Antonio Fasolo, who together with Giovanni Battista Zelotti was one of Palladio's main collaborators, executed these particular frescoes. Remember these names, Fasolo and Zelotti, because we'll hear them again when we visit the villas during our tour on Sunday.